On the record? All right, we're on the record this morning in the case, in the case number 3160136, regarding Jara Gudeta. Can I have the parties introduce themselves?
Yes, I'm Christy Keller. I'm with the City of Portland Bureau of Transportation in the Regulatory Program.
Can you spell your name, Ms. Keller?
Sure. It's last name is Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R. First is C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
Great.
All right. My name is Gudeta Jara. I'm a taxi driver for City of Portland, and the company name is Green Cab.
Okay. Can you please spell your name for the record?
Yes. My last name is Jara, J-A-R-A. First name is G-U-D-E-T-A, Gudeta.
Great. So this hearing is being recorded this morning, and so if for any reason I think things are not clear, I may ask you to repeat yourself just so we can make sure that we get things on the record. Let's see. My name is Melvin Odor, and I'm going to be serving as the hearings officer in this matter this morning. A little bit about the hearings office and the hearings officer. While we are part of the City of Portland, we are part of the auditor's office, and so we're separate from the bureaus, and so we oversee or we interpret on appeal and review the city council's code. So when there's an issue and someone needs to appeal, they appeal over here, and we make decisions on those issues. Let's see. So we don't represent the bureau, even though we are a part of the city. So I just wanted to make sure we were clear about that, and I personally don't have any relationship with Mr. Guetta or with Ms. Keller. Let's see, these proceedings are relatively informal, and so, you know, we're not going to stand on a lot of ceremony. Our goal is to get the testimony out so that we can make a decision in your matter of this appeal. So briefly, I want to give a little bit of background about what we're here about. We're here talking about code section PC 116.40.170, which relates to the certification requirements for taxi drivers. And under that section, a certain requirements must be met in order for a driver to be entitled to, or to make application and be entitled to be certified as a driver. And as you know, the reason we're here is because you were denied that certification. So here's what we're going to do. My authority is to review to see whether or not the city was acted properly in denying your certification. So that's my role here. And so the question is going to be whether or not they comply with what the rules required, whether or not they properly exercise their discretion, and then there's a question of whether I have any discretion with respect to the decision that they made. And so the way we're going to make the way that I will make my decision is going to be based on the exhibits that are in the file. You should have in front of you a list of exhibits that have been received by our office, and if you look at that list, they go 1 through 12. Can you take a look at that? Both, and when I'm talking, I'm speaking to both of you.
All right.
Okay. In addition, one of the things that you should have received, Mr. Guetta, in preparation for this hearing was a statement about your appeal rights.
Yes.
That's a document. It's in the file, and it would have been listed as exhibit number 6. Have you had a chance to review that?
Actually, no, I haven't, to be honest with you, but these the mail that I got from you guys, so I just got whatever that I gave back to you guys, the appeal paper, and then some of the paper that my denial papers, that's what I have.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so this statement of appeal rights talks about what's happening here today.
Okay.
And so I'd like for you to take a couple of minutes, because is going to impact how this is going to go. So, and mm-hmm. we want to make sure that you understand what your rights are and what is about to happen. I'm going to explain to you what's about to happen.
Okay.
But to the extent that you review this and that you have questions, concerns, or desire to take advantage of some right that's here, for example, you have a right to an attorney. So this would have been, that would have been something that would have informed you that you had the right to contact an attorney
okay.
in advance of this hearing to appear with you or in your stead. So why don't we just take a couple of minutes and you can take a look at that? Yeah, let's go ahead. Chance to take a look at that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go back on the record.
All right.
Okay, we're back on the record. So as I was saying, the way that I will be making my decision today is going to be based on a review of the documents that are listed as exhibits there,
okay.
And I want to ask if either of you have any objections to any of the documents on that list of exhibits. They would have been documents that were provided by either of you.
No.
You or. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, do you have any objections to any of the information that's listed on this list right here, Mr. Ketta? It's that paper at the top.
Oh, okay. Actually, no.
Okay. All right, great. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to accept all these exhibits into the record. Does that do it? Great. Okay, and so my decision is going to be based on these exhibits, the oral testimony that you guys will be providing here now, and then my review of the relevant code sections that we're going to be talking about. The proceeding is going to be recorded, and it will be available. How long is it? Tomorrow or 2 days? It'll be ready in 3 business days, 30 minutes or less. Let's see. And so in this case, the way these things work, someone has the obligation to prove something. In this case, you are going to have the burden to prove that you're entitled to the certification because they're wrong about the reason why they're denying you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So. The way we're going to do this, it's relatively informal, and typically the way these things work is the person who brings the matter gets to go first, and then the other side goes, and then the person who brought the matter has the final word. I don't think that's going to work well for what we're trying to do today, so I want the city to go and explain why they denied you the certification. And then that will give you an opportunity to essentially respond to the issues that they've raised.
All right.
And then we'll take it from there.
All right.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay, great. So first we need to swear both of you guys in. So if you could just please lift your right hand, raise your right hand. do you swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to give is true?
Yes.
I do.
All right, great. Thank you. All right, so Ms. Keller,
yes.
Why don't you talk to us about the certification?
Okay, so Mr. Jara was a permitted taxi driver with the City of Portland. When he applied for his original permit, we were able to issue a permit to him. However, when he came back to be recertified, or we call that a renewal of his permit, at that point we do look at their driving records and criminal records again. And at that time, we did notice that his driving record was suspended. I believe it was for failure to report an accident to DMV. And so what we did was we notified Mr. Jara that his certification was denied based on the fact that he did not have a current driver's license, but also based on the fact that even if he did get reinstated, he would now no longer have 12 months of uninterrupted driving history. So Mr. Jara did go to the Oregon DMV and get the suspension cleared up, so his license has been reinstated at this point. The suspension for being in an accident without insurance was rescinded, so I do not need to look at that. That is something that a driver could not be permitted for 3 years if they'd had. So that was a good thing for him. However, the suspension for accident non-reporting was not rescinded, it was reinstated. And so what that means to me is that he went from a period of 5/28 of 16 until 6/20 of 16 without a driver's license. And in
five,
city
5/28 of 16?
Yes, to 6/20 of 16. And our regulations currently state that each driver who's permitted to operate in the city of Portland has to have a minimum of 12 months uninterrupted service. So that gives us an opportunity to look at their driving history and see what their history is like. City code doesn't state whether or not that means they were without a license for 1 day or a year. So the way we have to interpret it is, even if his license was suspended for 1 day, he can no longer drive for an entire year. Therefore, I cannot approve his application until 6/20 of 17.
6/20 of 17. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, basically what she's saying is right, to be honest with you. It was my first time my license being suspended, and I didn't even know my license was suspended, to be honest with you, because my address is with my mom, and I barely go over to my mom, and I still haven't received that letter that I got from DMV to go report that car accident. When I got car accident, I was hurt badly, actually, and I didn't even think about going to DMV and report the accident. That's the honest mistake that I made. And if you can take a look at my criminal record or my driver record, I haven't even gotten a ticket since 2009. And last time I got a ticket was about a year ago, I believe. So everything is clear and all that stuff, but I just got my license suspended because I made an honest mistake. For that one, I'm still suffering. I cannot even feed myself, let alone to feed my family. So the reason why I came was just to ask so I can get a second chance, because I'm sure it's an honest mistake. It's not something that I did on purpose. So,
Mr. Gatt, let me ask you a question. I'm make sure that I understood. Did you say that you were in the hospital?
Yes, I was in the hospital, yes. I went to the hospital, yeah.
I'm sorry, you say you were injured in the accident?
Yes.
How long were you in the hospital?
Oh, I was just there for 1 day. They told me to go to a chiropractor, but I went to the chiropractor for accident before too, and they didn't do me much of a good deal, so it's just, my back wasn't, it was just, every time I go over there, it hurts me more, so I decided to not go to chiropractic, just work on my back, just exercise, so I didn't go. And
okay, can you talk to me about you mentioned that you did not get a notice, some notice. Tell me about the notice that you didn't get until you went to your mother's house where your mail goes.
So basically, this is the honest truth I will tell you. Basically, I live with my girlfriend, and she have one son. And that one son he calls me daddy too. I am like his father figure. So, I mean, he's 4 years old. I've been with her for 2 years. So the son is 4 years old, and the dad is not a president's life. So all I do is I work and then come home and then play with my kids and just with my girlfriend. So I haven't went to visit my mom. If I see my mom, it's for event, for birthday event or church at my brother's house and all that stuff at church. So I didn't go to look at my emails, and when I went there, cause I was trying to renew my the city permit. That's how I even know my license was suspended. Cause as soon as I found out my license was suspended, I went to DMV and renew. I got that one. So that's how I missed the chance of going to DMV and do the accident report, cause at that time, I was just going through a lot, and before that one, I got a car accident, too, so I was just kind of down.
So let me see if I understand what you're saying. So you were in an accident.
Yes.
That you didn't know you needed to report?
It's not that I didn't know. I totally forgot.
You knew you needed to report the accident.
Yeah, I totally forgot because I was just, my mind was just running back and forth with me. It was just playing some tricks on me because I was in lower depression mode going on, but I completely forgot.
Okay, and so you didn't get the notice from your mother's house about being suspended or the requirement to report. It wasn't until you went to renew your license that you learned that your license was suspended.
That my license was suspended, yes.
So the issue that we are focused on and the burden that you bear, so let me tell you about this, the code section that we're talking about. So again, this is PCC 116.40.170.
Yes.
Specifically, subparagraph E, and it provides that a driver will not be certified as a taxi driver and cannot provide taxi service if any of the following conditions. So what that says to the city is that when they're looking to certify someone, they have no authority to do it if any of the following conditions apply. And what they focused on is subsection 9, which says that the applicant does not have at least 1 year's worth of continuous driving experience with a valid driver's license in the United States, in a United States jurisdiction, immediately prior to the application's submission. And so what the city is saying is that because of that suspension, your driving was not continuous. Do you dispute that there was a period where you were unable to drive because of the suspended license?
That's the only time that my license was suspended. If you can look at my background or everything, that
right.
Everything is good, because just for that one honest mistake, I just want a second chance so I don't have to make this mistake again. And I am suffering greatly right now, because the only job that I know how to do on perfectly well is taken away from me. Is I don't want to depend on public assistance. I'm just asking for another chance so I can get back to my work, so I can serve the good people, because I have a relationship with my customers too.
And I completely understand. Unfortunately, the issue is, what does the code provide? And what the code provides is that the city has no discretion in this matter, that they have no authority to issue the license if the conditions of subsection 9 are not met. And so in order for you to prevail here this morning, I need to hear from you that you in fact have 1 year of continuous driving experience with a valid driver's license during the year that immediately preceded the date that you made the application. And so what the city has testified is that during the period from May 28th through June 20th, there was a break, which requires that they now roll that 1 year from June 20th to June of this year to June 20th of next year in order to be able to look at you for certification. So this morning, I'm going to have to find that you have not shown that 1 year of continuous driving with a valid driver's license, unless you can provide us with some evidence of that this morning. Unfortunately, the city's without discretion, and unfortunately, I am without discretion, because my role is to see if the city, in fact, exercised their authority appropriately. So, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I mean,
this morning,
it's I don't even know what that rule kind of stands, because I mean, I understand if I'd like commit a big crime or a violation that is very well be deserved, okay, I understand, but for just failing to agree the accident report, which is, that's the honest mistake, you're going to take a foot out of my mouth and my family, it's, well, yes, I understand that you guys have a rule, but there's always second chance. As a human being, just deserve a second chance. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I think the second chance that you're asking for would have been dealt with the DMV when they made decision about suspending your license. And so it's that suspension that takes away any option or discretion that the city might have to give you that second chance. So
you guys cannot, I mean, based on, you guys cannot look at my record and all that stuff and just provide me with no.
Unfortunately, you know, if the code said something like, the city may consider, the city may do this or the city may do that in considering whether or not to grant. Unfortunately, it does not. It says, a driver will not be certified if, and we've, unfortunately, we meet the criteria for the if, that being the lack of the 1 year of continuous driving experience.
What does it take for us to change that rule? The rule that you guys, that you guys plan to just.
Yeah.
I can talk to you after about that.
Yeah. Okay, so I find that the city has properly determined that the appellant failed to have 1 year of continuous driving experience with a valid driver's license in any U.S. jurisdiction immediately prior to the date of the application, and therefore the city's denial is sustained. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know.
Anything else?
I know.
Great.